How is it that there are independent musicians out there who have no ties to any big record labels or financial backing able to get their music heard by millions of people and live out their dreams of being full-time musicians? That's the question, and on this podcast, we will discover the answers together. I'm Leezy the Gifted, and this is the Music Mastery Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? You're listening to another episode of the Music Mastery Podcast with your host, Leezy the Gifted. And if this is your first time listening, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. So a little bit about myself. I've been doing music for over 10 years. For the first 7 years of my career, I only rapped. I only wrote lyrics and recorded vocals, performed at shows. But for the last like three and a half years, I started learning how to produce music. And I got started with that just so I could produce my own music. But then I was like, man, I like producing music for other people. And I think it's somewhere I can really help out. So I've started producing music for other people, and it's been awesome. I've even had the opportunity to get paid, and I've worked with some amazing people like Gabe Schillinger of the Legion team and O'Dominey. I've even gotten to go to the Legion studio in the Bay Area and work with Cropsy Beats, who's one of the producers on their team. So it's been an amazing journey. It's been awesome. And we do this podcast I do daily. I literally put out a brand new episode every single day, and the goal is for me to go 366 days in a row of doing a new podcast. We're on episode 109. So, I mean, we're almost in the first trimester. What I want to do actually is on episode 122, which will be literally a third of the way, the first trimester. I want to do some kind of giveaway, like give away a piece of merchandise, give away some beats. I don't know. I'm going to figure it out. I think merch is better because everybody can benefit from merch. Beats would only be for rappers. Some people who listen to this aren't rappers, so beats wouldn't really help. So anyway, that's basically what this podcast is about. So, you know, it's interesting. I was just talking about like the people I've gotten to work with. Gabe Schillinger, Ann O'Dominey, Cropsy from the Legion team. I've even gotten to work with Adam Ivey, if you know who that is. I'm being mentored by him right now, actually. So, you know, it's crazy. Like, I think I've talked about networking before. And I've talked about how important it is. But you got to understand that networking is, it's not really underrated, because a lot of people say it's not who you know, it's not what you know, it's who you know. But you, as an up and coming, are like, you need to understand, like, it is really true. It's more important who you know than what you know. That is actually way more important, because you can get so many things out of a great working relationship, like a lot of good things. Yeah, I mean, I'll give you an example. I was just on the I was just FaceTiming today with another producer named Charismatic from Jersey. Shout out Jersey, man. Shout out Jersey. And he just was putting me on game, man. He was just putting me on game, and you know, just really you know, helping me understand more about how to build a better funnel. He was kind of putting me on with what he's done. I actually had the chance to FaceTime or Zoom with Wishmaster a while ago. If you guys know who that is, Wishmaster Beats, definitely a big producer in the online beat selling game. He put me on game two, corrected my funnel. And that's just all off love. That's all off of me putting out the effort to network. You need to start doing that no matter what you're doing, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a personal trainer, a producer, rapper, doesn't matter. You need to network. You need to put yourself out there on a one-to-one basis. I think too many times people worry about quote unquote scaling, or they worry about growing their following super big, when it's like, bro, you need to just get that one-to-one relationship with people first. That's more important. And it's about, and it takes a long time. It's a slow grind, but it's important, right? That one-to-one relationship. So, you know, I'll give you a couple of tips right now. I don't really have any in order, but number one, like if you're used, like in my opinion, Instagram is one of the best networking platforms. If you're a business person, I think LinkedIn is a great platform. Facebook is a great platform. People say Facebook, people who say Facebook is dead, they're wrong. Facebook's not dead. You can use it to network. Where there are people, there's a chance to network. So let's say you're on Instagram, right? Get in those DMs as soon as you can. Set yourself apart from what everybody else is doing. Do more than like and comment. Go and DM that person. Yo, I really like this post you did. It really made me think, blah, blah, blah. Now, if they seem like a person who doesn't put out that much content, ask them about themselves. Yo, what do you do? Like, I'll give you an example. I'm a producer. Producing, it's super easy to build a network because go find rappers on Instagram. Be like, yo, send me some of your work. And boom, start networking with them via DM. Send voice notes. Send video, selfie video messages too. Just try to show as much love as you can. Actually, the other day, I linked up with this artist named Jay Henricks. He's super dope, right? He puts out music that I really like. And I want to produce music for him. So I was like, bro, let's hit me on FaceTime tonight. Let me make a beat right in front of you and make sure that you like the beat. Because I've made beats for artists and I've like sent them 5 beats and they're not feeling any of them because it's not their style. I don't want to keep doing that. So what I want to do is I want to start FaceTiming artists. It's not that scalable. It's not practical right away, but I'm still just trying to build that network and build those deep relationships. So it makes sense. That's the other problem. People are so worried about, oh, that's not scalable. It's not practical. Yeah, well, guess what? When you're at ground zero, you don't have time to think about what's scalable. You need to just do whatever you can. What's going to be the most effective for you right now? And if you don't have the chance to do something scalable, it's cool. Do what's not scalable when you have the time and the energy to do it. I think it's ridiculous. Like, I used to think the same way, but it's ridiculous when people are like, that's not scalable. It's not smart. Well, I won't have time to do that. Yeah, you do, bro. You have time for one person. Make that time. Be consistent, right? It's so much more powerful to have 20 people that you have actually called on the phone and spoken to than 100 people who just follow you on Instagram. Those 100 people aren't going to do anything for you. Those 20 people will ride or die for you if you showed them love and been consistent with communicating and if you've provided them value. It's critical. So honestly, it's really important that you network and continue to network as much as possible. The other problem is you should not start networking when you need people. Don't wait until your album is ready to drop. Don't wait until your new single to start networking. Russell Brunson has a great concept called dig your well before you're thirsty. So like for me, I'm developing a new funnel. I'm obviously going to put out new music, new videos, but I'm like developing this new beat bundle and all that. Well, I don't have the funnel finished yet, right? Actually, I have two funnels I'm working on. I put one to the back burner. I'm going to go off with this new one. And I don't have the funnel finished, but I'm still networking like crazy with new artists because when that funnel's ready, right, I'm going to be able to send it to people and be like, yo, brand new beat funnel, brand new beat bundle, I just want to send you some 15 free beats, bro. You know, here's the link. You can go get them. Hope you enjoy. Chances are they're probably going to download them. Why not? They might actually end up buying them. Who knows? So if I were you, I would recommend starting right now. Figure out what you do, figure out who you serve, and go after those people. Okay, so if you're a rapper, you're probably gonna need some producers. Go hit those producers up. You'll need videographers, photographers. You might need some blog people. You might need PR people, marketing people, other rappers, right? Just network as much as you possibly can and make lists of your categories that you wanna network with. Producers, rappers, videographer, photographer, graphic designers, clothing manufacturers, whatever else you need to do, but like you need to spend more time networking. And I think a lot of rappers and just everybody in general, rappers, producers, creators, we focus on creating. We're so focused on making music and that's it. That's a problem because yes, making music's important, but trust me, it's tough to swallow. But when you're just starting out, making music is not as important as networking. Networking is more important. And I think that rappers that you look at and you're like, I'm way better than them. Well, but they're famous. Well, yeah, you know what? They probably understood what I just said. They probably realized that it's not that important how good your music is. They'd rather just network. And that's all they worried about was networking. Networking, networking, networking. I'll tell you this. People buy into me before they've heard my music because they like who I am as a person. Then when I put out music, it's a no-brainer that they'll go listen to it. That's the way networking works. People will do favors for you before they even know what you do. People will give you a shot even if they don't know if you'll perform. They'll take a risk on you if they like you and if they trust you. So go out there and start networking more. And it's ridiculous. People go, I need a global platform. I don't have connections. Go get connections. And when people say, I don't have a global platform, what are you, stupid? You don't know what Instagram is? No, but I need all those fans for myself. Bro, people who say that, it's literally you are stupid and you don't know what you're doing. And I'm sorry if that's hard truth, but I really don't care. You need to go out and freaking get after it and go make as many connections as you can and be deep with those connections. Don't go out there and just be like, yo, I just got this new song, check it out. Yo, I got these new beats, check it out. You know how many producers try to pitch me? You know how stupid it is when a producer tries to pitch me to buy beats from them? Bro, you obviously didn't check my material out. You would know that I produce my own music if you checked out my material for like 2 seconds. It's so dumb. And I'm like, hey, well, bro, I don't need to buy beats. I make my own beats. So it's a stupid thing. If you want to give me free beats, that's cool. I'm not even asking for free beats. But all I'm saying is, if a producer really wanted to get in with me, the best thing they could do is send me a free beat that they're making just for me. Ramin Beats has done that. Tornado has done that. Von Blunt has done that. Those are three producers. Anjanette Lene has done that. Jay Gold has done that. I've just named, oh, my boy Gabe. Obviously, that's my boy for 10 years. But I just named 5 producers that all gave me free beats specifically for me because they know me, they like me, and they trust me, and I show them love. And they know what I do. They know I don't need beats, so they send them to me for free. So what are we talking about here? You know what I mean? Like, go out there, network as much as you can. You should find, like, if you want to get on Spotify playlists, you should be networking like crazy with some Spotify playlist curators. You could find their contact info and start. In fact, that's what I'm going to do. That's what you need to do is start getting their contact info and just show them some kind of genuine love. Networking is a skill. Networking is a skill that you need to perfect that's more important than your music skills. I guarantee it. Okay? That's all I've got for today. I just wanted to, you know, light a fire under your ass and realize how important it is to start networking. If you got any value out of this show, leave a rating, leave a review, subscribe to the podcast, share it with a friend, and I cannot wait to talk to you again tomorrow. Peace. I won't let you do me wrong. Do me wrong. Put everything in every song. Can't wait for you, you take too long. I'll admit when I'm not strong. I won't let you do me wrong.